That is a very urgent matter which I think before we can get the presentation of the proposed budget, maybe we should get clarified properly. Speaker, to our understanding is that a portion of the OPEX budget is reserved for salaries. And it's a public knowledge now that the Chief of Staff in the Office of the Executive Mayor have had a more than 30% salary increase just 1 month into the job, while he was still serving a probation. And I would like to understand properly, when the budget that is proposed is presented here, we need to understand if part of that proposed budget includes that that ridiculous salary hike of the Chief of Staff in the Office of the Executive Mayor. Because we are of the opinion that such decisions must be reversed, and he must be asked to pay back the money, because it's ridiculous. Who get a 38% salary hike 1 month into a job when you are still serving probation?
Councilor,
so we would like to get that clarified properly before we can be able to listen to the proposed budget, because we don't want to make mistakes of going about with the wrong things.
Councilor Mandela, you know that you are out of order. You are out of order at this stage. We all councillors knows how to ask questions of this nature through the right processes. I think it's the presentation of the budget. You have the opportunity tomorrow on Thursday to rebuttal the issue and to ask the question to the right person. I don't think it's the platform right now that we can use for this purpose. Can I please continue?
No, Speaker, I can't.
Can you switch off your mic, Councillor Novella? Councillors, we know the right procedure. You know that Councillor Novella is out of order. Can I...
Speaker, I'm requesting to talk. Is your station still not operating? I've just requested to talk here through this technology. This Dubai-like arrangement. I've just requested to talk now. And you're not... I don't know if you're not... You're not receiving anything there on your panel. Maybe I don't want to do that through WhatsApp because I don't have your numbers. But Speaker, it's an issue of principle here, yeah, because this is a display of hypocrisy. Because for the past 9 months, the executive mayor and the administration have been going on a tirade as corruption busters.
Councillor Novella.
And now,
Councillor Novella,
you don't like what I'm saying, I understand that, but that doesn't mean you're going to keep quiet. I'll not keep quiet, whether you like what I'm saying or not, I'm going to say it.
Councillor Novella.
So do yourself a favor and listen, and save yourself time and everybody else here, because I'm going to say what we want to say.
Councillor,
we're going to say
your seat. Can you take your seat so that I decide?
I'm not taking a seat to do what?
Debate or not?
Take a seat to do what?
To take a decision as to whether to allow this or not. Thank you. Councillors, the issue has been raised by Councillor Novella. We will take note of it, and it will be responded to on Thursday. And here I urge the Mayor to please respond to it on Thursday. Thank you.
No, I think...
Councillor Mapeko.
This thing is not working.
I said Councillor Mapeko. She's on the list first.
She's on the list first. Oh, technology.
Thank you, Speaker. The matter that our party leader has raised is very much important, but to add on that, since you jumped the apologies, I'm here. My name is not on the register, just note that I'm here. Next time, if my name is not on the register, it means I'm excused, I'll just go home. After 9 months, 10 months in office, still administration cannot type all the names of the councillors. Who is now in my position when I'm here? You can now give the mic to our party leader. Thank you.
Councillor Mapeko, I'm not going to respond to you because I don't know what list you're talking about. The register is outside. Okay. If that's what you're saying, we'll attend to that. Okay. Councillor Novella, can you please allow us to go ahead with the presentation of the budget? And as I said, on Thursday, there will be a response from the mayor on this issue so that it's clarified. Councillors, I'm really not going to allow for any further hands. Councillor Novella, you're next on the list.
You said she's first on the list. It means I'm second on the list. And if I'm second on the list, it means I must be allowed to speak. Can I speak now?
I've called your name.
Thank you very much, Speaker. It's just unfortunate that one of our councillors was not her name was not part of the register. I hope on Thursday she's going to be part of that register. Actually, we'd like it to happen now before this meeting adjourns, because that simply means in the records of the city council is that she was not present here today. Because the name is not part of the register, and she did not sign the attendance register. So she was not here. Can you get the official to rectify that? Because it's mistakes like this that puts us in a situation that we're at now. I have a problem, Speaker, to trust that this issue will be discussed on Thursday. Because it is on record on previous meetings that we have had of council. You have promised council that you are going to go and look into certain issues which were raised and you come back and rule on. I'll just give one example. Where one of the councillors called us name from the other side. We asked that you ask them to withdraw. And you said you are going to go look at it, you'll come back to council and make a ruling. It's 10 months now. That ruling has been happened. Now you are saying an issue of this importance. What is special about Michael Beaumont? 1 month into a job. Oh, he's white. And from Cape Town. That's why we must postpone this. I've looked there in the reports that you have just sent now. The proposed salary increase with the agreement with the union is seated 7.2%. And then here is a white man from Cape Town. In the office of the executive mayor, 1 month into office, I believe he's still serving probation, 38.4% salary increment. 38 increment like that. But corruption is the number one, it's a public enemy number one. And then you want to sit there and tell us we'll wait for Thursday. when on other rulings that were still waiting for 10 months into council now, have you still come forth? We have a problem trusting that speaker. Because these are the practice of the ANC.
Councillor Novella.
That's what they do in Prasa, that's what they did in SABC.
Will you please take it?
And then the DA is doing it in the city of Johannesburg. The same thing that they do in Prasa, they do in SABC with Saudi, the DA do it with Michael Beaumont in the city of Johannesburg.
Councillor Novella.
And then you want to.
Ruling.
Where ulava ku rivalisa. Ulava ku rivalisa no, we'll deal with this issue on Thursday. We are here today. Establishing a budget that includes that ridiculous salary increment of the chief of staff of the executive mayor's office.
Councillor Novella,
yeah.
Mutsamans.
No, but it cannot be.
No, the debate we won. Look, Jerry Leguri. If it's the mayor Uta Valaula in Magali, Guy Chikela until Thursday.
You ask the councillor Mfikwe and councillor Mohase to leave the house once upon a time.
Novella,
they refuse. You said you'll take them to ethics. We sit in ethics till the case has been come. How then do we...
Speaker, so we are talking about it.
Councillor Novella, will you please take this? Councillor Novella, to take you back, to Rule 107.7. And I'm going to read it out. There shall be no oral question time during the official opening of council, during consideration of quarterly reports, during... Councillors, will you listen? Will you listen? Will you give me an opportunity to raise this issue? And Councillor Novella, you keep on insisting on rules. Thank you. Councillors, will you stop pressing the mic and talking without being given the opportunity to? Thank you. I'm going to read it again. There shall be no oral question time during the official opening of council, during consideration of quarterly reports, during the annual budget speech and vote on the budget, and at special meetings convened by the speaker. That's the rule, and we agreed in this house that we're going to follow that rule. I have made a ruling that this be responded to by the mayor on Thursday. On Thursday.
Speaker, thank you, Speaker. Speaker,
Novella
and accountability.
The city of Joburg can embark
It cannot be correct that...
Councillor, I've not given you the opportunity to speak. Mr. Mayor, to speak, this I'm addressing. Will you take a seat, please, Councillor? Will you take a seat? Mr. Mayor, are you willing to respond to the question right now?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the entire House. I'm happy and fortunate enough I've already prepared the comprehensive report for this House, which I will present on Thursday as part of the debate.
As part of the debate on Thursday. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. My ruling stands, councillors, and we're going ahead. As delegated by the Executive Mayor, Councillor Herman Mashaba, in terms of MFA,
Speaker.
In terms of MFA, the Member of the Mayoral Committee for Finance and Leader of Executive Business, Councillor Rabalani Dagada, will now come to the podium to deliver the budget address. Councillor, thank you. Councillor Novella, please. Councillor Novella, will you please take your seat? Thank you. MMC.
Speaker of Council, Council Vasco Dagama, the Executive Mayor, Council Herman Mashaba, Chief Whip of the Council, Council Kevin Works, Chair of Chairs, Alex Christians, City Manager, Dr. Ndibulisani Lukareni, leaders of political parties, members of Mayoral Committee, esteemed fellow councillors, members of the media, distinguished guests, and most importantly, residents of Johannesburg. Good morning to you all. I'm deeply honored to stand before you all today to deliver the inaugural speech for this new administration on the proposed 2017-2018 budget for the city of Johannesburg. Of significance, and for the first time in Johannesburg history, this is the first budget speech delivered under a coalition government. This is a coalition government made up of a number of different political parties, bringing a diversity of solutions to challenges experienced by our residents. We all stand resolute in our commitment to bringing change to the residents of our city. Upon entering government, this administration quickly realized the full extent of challenges we inherited that must be addressed if we are going to turn the city around. Our city is characterized by the following: high unemployment, crumbling infrastructure, high levels of crime, substance abuse, chronic landlessness, and inadequate service delivery in far too many poor communities. Indeed, far too many of our residents have been left behind. They are the forgotten people of Johannesburg. This tragic state of affairs and the hope for change is what led the residents of our city to vote in a new administration on the 3rd of August local government elections. The residents of this city have entrusted to us to prioritize local government rights, but their interests first, and ensure we create a more inclusive city, a more prosperous city, a better city for all our residents. We will not fail them. In fact, today marks exactly 9 months since our first council meeting, we signal a new era of accountable and responsive leadership in our city. I would like to reiterate the sentiment of the Executive Mayor of Johannesburg, Councillor Herman Mashaba, in thanking our coalition partners and the EFF for what they have done and continue to do on a daily basis to save Johannesburg. Under the leadership of Mayor Mashaba, this administration is committed to developing a responsive, caring, proper government which at all times puts the best interests of our residents first. We are determined to put this city's poor, its forgotten people at the heart of our agenda. We are resolute in our mission to deliver quality services, especially where there were none before. We are committed to creating an every environment for business to flourish and become employers of our people. And we will not rest until we root out corruption and ensure that every cent of public money goes to those who need it most, our residents. Mr. Speaker, achieving the goals of this administration has set itself will not be easy, particularly in our country's economic and climate. Whether we like it or not, the fortunes of our city are influenced by the national economic shifts and political uncertainty. A downgrade in the city's credit rating could seriously hamper this administration's efforts to attain our 5% economic growth rate target needed to stimulate job creation and improve service delivery by 2021. In addition to this, 34% of the city's capital budget is funded through long-term debt and bonds. Allocations within this capital budget are used to finance the city's 10-year, 170 billion rand gap in capital infrastructure investment. A downgrade in investment rating will thus raise the cost of debt, resulting in the city pouring more resources into servicing debt instead of servicing our residents. Despite our poor economic climate, I believe that we can still take steps to ensure that Johannesburg is in a position to achieve a 5% economic growth rate by 2021, which will benefit all our residents, especially the poor. We will make the city of Johannesburg a competitive destination for investment. We will turn it into business, a place where businesses choose to come and set up, because of the ease of doing business and reliability of our services. We will make this city what it was always destined to be, the vibrant, diverse heartbeat of our country's economy. Mr. Speaker, our approach to the management of the city finances is first and foremost premised on fiscal discipline. I'm pleased to tell you that we have engaged substantially with the National Treasury on this budget. I am pleased to say it has received the unqualified endorsement. Mr. Speaker, in the spirit of both change and observing fiscal discipline, the city will seek to reduce unnecessary and wasteful public spending alongside limiting increases in municipal debt. The residents of the city have entrusted us with the management of the city's finances, and we are committed to driving the most optimal value from every rent spent. Ultimately, by imposing austerity in public expenditure and by optimizing and widening municipal revenue streams, we hope to turn the city to a sound financial footing. We have recently acquired a service provider who is currently conducting a citywide study to review our expenditure. Mr. Speaker, our residents have made it clear that they are tired of the business as usual approach. Our residents have demanded a distinct break from the past, and it is now time for business as usual. Over the past month, this administration has been engaged in extensive public engagements on the city's integrated development plan. These engagements proved invaluable and helped us to ensure that the city spending will reflect our residents' needs and the change they desire. The integrated development plan for 2017-2018 is thus aptly titled, Service with Pride and Dignity. This IDP captures our commitment to building a city that advances freedom, fairness, and opportunity for all. His commitment is captured through the five pillars of our administration. The proposed 2017-2018 budget tabled before you is also guided by the need to deliver on this administration's five pillars. These pillars reflect our commitment to get the basics of service delivery right and deliver on the mandate of change we have been given by our residents. These five pillars are to grow the economy and create jobs, to enhance quality of life by improving service and taking care of environment, to advance proper development that provides meaningful redress, to build caring, safe and secure communities, and to institute an honest, responsive and productive government. Mr. Speaker, before I engage Council on the proposed budget, which I table here today, there are a number of matters which I must first draw to your attention. The first of these is the city's tariff structure for the coming financial year. The task of balancing tough economic times against enormous backlogs in our city is a daunting one. We have done all that is possible to keep tariff increases to a bare minimum while safeguarding the city's financial sustainability. 84.7% of our budget is dependent on revenue raised by the city. The change demanded by our residents to address the enormous backlogs requires us to raise revenue. We must look to our own efficiencies as a city, our own efforts to optimize in order to raise the revenue to meet the demands of change while protecting our residents who suffer daily under the high cost of living. The tariff increases tabled before you will allow for sustainable service delivery to our residents, particularly those in poor communities. The property rate tariff will increase by 6.2%, which is within the South African Reserve Bank's inflation target range. The property rate policy was reviewed and rebates offered by the city are as follows. The first 200,000 rand of the value of all residential property exempted from rating. The business residential ratio remains at 2.6:1. 5% rebate for residential sectional cattle. 100% rebate for personal owners whose gross monthly household income is lower than 8,745 rand, with a property value of not more than 2 million rand. 50% rebate for personal owners whose gross monthly income is higher than 8,745 rand, but lower than 14,991 rand, with a property value of not more than 2 million rand. 100% rebate for personal owner who are 70 years and above, irrespective of income, with a property value of not more than 2 million rand. Child-headed households with a property value not exceeding 2 million rand receiving a 100% rebate. 100% rebate for extended social package pensioners who live in a property valued at not more than 2 million rand, and 100% rebate for people who are on the social extended package, who are not pensioners and whose property value does not exceed 450,000 rand. Electricity tariffs will increase by an average 2.28% for residents. The city continues to apply a step tariff to electricity, meaning that high-consuming customers will pay higher tariffs. Fellow councillors, we have recently emerged from a severe drought, and studies indicate that our supply of water will continue to be under serious threat. In response to this, the proposed tariff structure for water, storage and sanitation services emphasizes the importance of water as a scarce resource and aims to create a culture of water conservation. High consumers of these services will continue to pay at a higher rate. The proposed average tariff increase is 12.2% for the 2017-2018 financial year, distributed across various tariff bands. It is important to note that 10.2% of this was directly passed on to the city by rainwater, leaving the city with a marginal 2% to cover our operational costs. In line with our commitment to care for the poorest members of our society, we will continue to provide free basic water to residents on the city's indigenous list. Depending on household income, our poorest residents will receive between 10 and 15 kiloliters of free water per household per month. This is above the national recommendation of 6 kiloliters of free water per month and is in line with our pro-poor agenda. Mr. Speaker, it is the trend across our country's metros to no longer provide free basic water to all residents, but only to registered indigent residents, which is in line with the national water policy and recommended by National Treasury. Given the scarcity of water in Johannesburg, the huge inequality in our city, and the massive infrastructure and service delivery backlogs, we believe it is in the best interest of our residents to follow this national trend. Domestic users who do not qualify as indigents will see an increase of 42 rand 84 cents per month to their water bill as a result of this change. Through this, the city will be able to generate an estimated 320 million rand more in revenue, which has been plowed back into our communities for better services and infrastructure in 2017-2018 budget. It will help to bring water and electricity services to communities that have never had them. The city could not have been historically pro-poor when it offered the same amount of free water to households in South Zone Wells and they did to families in Alexander. The new administration is unapologetically pro-poor. This is an essential step to ensure that we protect the poorest residents in our city, while ensuring we increase revenue to speed up service delivery and improve infrastructure. With effect from the 1st of July 2016, Pick It Up will charge a levy based on the value of one's property. The average refuse tariff is projected to increase by 6.2% for the 2017-2018 financial year. Mr. Speaker, we understand and sympathize with our residents who are frustrated from years of inadequate service delivery. It is essential that we improve the quality of water, electricity, sanitation, and refuse services in our city. We are also resolute in our fight against corruption. We will ensure that public money is not stolen by self-serving individuals, but rather plowed back into our communities. We are committed to bringing about the quality services demanded by our residents, which they rightly deserve. Mr. Speaker, we cannot continue to ignore the fact that challenges in our billing process have reached crisis levels. Our understanding is that the billing crisis comes as a result of many changes that were brought into the revenue value chain which were not managed well. The integration of 16 municipal councils into one single metropolitan municipality was the first change which resulted in adequate quality of billing data. The implementation of SEP under the auspices of Pakama project was also poorly managed. Having studied the challenges faced by the city's billing system, we have begun implementing a number of interventions to turn the situation around. These include the following. The establishment of technical support services unit to ensure complete billing, accurate and clear invoicing, an effective payment process, effective credit management, improved customer relationship management, and timeous issue resolution. A dedicated revenue net center, which will monitor the performance of the revenue value in real time, detecting revenue losses and escalating identified issues for our technical team. The integration of meter reading function into the revenue shared services center. Our intention is to reach the target of 95% monthly actual readings by the end of March 2018. Group Finance is working together with the Department of Environment and Infrastructure Services to review the water and electricity bylaws with a view of reducing the period for which the municipality is allowed to use estimated readings. And we have insourced the city's outbound debt collections. The insourcing of this service since January 2017 resulted in the city collecting 275 million rand in March 2017 alone. During the month of March, the city collected just over 3 billion rand, exceeding our revenue budget and setting a new record in the city of Johannesburg. Mr. Speaker, our reality is that we have to collect more revenue if we are to improve service delivery to our residents and start to make inroads into our enormous infrastructure backlog. As we endeavor to collect more revenue, we have initiated the following interventions. There are a significant number of properties in the city which are considerably undervalued. Mr. Speaker, it has been estimated that since the inception of the current general valuation rule, 3 billion rand has been lost and this revenue cannot be recovered. I'm happy to inform you that we have made provisions to establish panel for supplementary valuations. This intervention will close the loss rates and taxes revenue gap. In 2017-2018 proposed budget, we have allocated 10 million rands to this panel. In addition to this, in order to improve our property valuation process, I'm happy to announce that we have, for the first time, allocated 25 million rand for the additional property valuers within the city. Mr. Speaker, to put the matter in perspective for you, the city of Cape Town, which is far smaller than our metro, has over 120 valuers. Our city only has 20 valuers. Esteemed councillors, a number of reports commissioned under the previous administration is collected revenue by 5.3 billion rands per year. This is as a result of customers that are not billed, many of whom are commercial customers. The previous administration failed to act on the recommendation of these reports. However, we will act on them to ensure we improve revenue collection. A 2015 report compared City Power with utilities from other major metropolitan municipalities. It found that our non-technical losses on electricity are 2.6 times larger than the average benchmark. This equates to up to 2.2 billion rand in lost revenue on annual basis. The residents of Johannesburg deserves more than an illusion of success. They deserve a professionally run city that delivers quality services. In our efforts to be a more caring and responsive government, we also have to improve our systems that resolve billing queries. To urgently attend to this matter, we reconstituted the back office unit within the revenue department and made provisions for overtime so that we can resolve the open queries. When this unit commenced work on the 3rd of April 2017, there were 48,476 open queries, of which 26,491 were between 90 and 365 days old. Mr. Speaker, I am pleased to inform you that as of Friday last week, open customer queries have been reduced to 12,600. While asking for our residents for patience, I would like to assure them that we are doing everything in our power to resolve our billing problems. We have heard their pleas for assistance, and to quote our executive mayor, change is on the way. Mr. Speaker, Johannesburg has the potential to be a city of golden opportunities for our residents. However, this potential has not been fully realized in the past. The medium-term budget tabled here today, as guided by our five strategic pillars, illustrating how this administration will use 55.9 billion rand over the next financial year to meet our residents' clear demand for change within the city. We will ensure that the forgotten people of Johannesburg are placed at the heart of our agenda. The medium-term budget is made up of 47.3 rand operating budget and capital budget of 8.6 billion rand for the 2017-2018 financial year. The three-year capital budget appropriation for the period up to 2019-2020 requested in this budget is 27 billion rand. This is a significant allocation towards fixing our 10-year 170 billion rand infrastructure gap. We are also committed to ensure that a minimum of 60% of capital expenditure is directed towards projects in Johannesburg, poor and forgotten communities, as reflected in this budget. This will increase to 65% over the medium term as we advance proper development that provides meaningful redress. Mr. Speaker, the Sustainable Services Cluster falls within our strategic pillar to enhance the quality of life by improving services and taking care of the environment. Indeed, the majority of the city service delivery responsibilities sit in this cluster. In addition, the Sustainable Service Cluster is a primary driver for advancing proper development that provides meaningful redress, another important strategic pillar for this administration. For the 2017-2018 financial year, 28.7 billion rand has been allocated for the operating budget of this cluster. The three-year medium-term capital budget of the cluster amounts to 11.8 billion rand. MMC Diaha, the Environment and Infrastructure Services Department, is allocated an operating budget of 194.8 million rand for the 2017-2018 financial year and a multi-year capital allocation of 103.6 million rand. City Power is allocated an operating budget of 15.5 billion rand for the 2017-2018 and a multi-year capital budget for 3.8 billion rand to meet our electricity supply needs. Johannesburg Water is allocated an operating budget of 9.6 billion rand for the 2017-2018 financial year with a three-year capital budget of 2.3 billion rand. As part of Joburg Water's budget, 40 million rand is set aside to enhance sanitation in our informal settlements. I didn't hear applause. This is a major increase from last year's budget of 17 million rand and highlights our commitment to restore the dignity of Joburg's forgotten people. The budget allocation is in line with our strategic pillar to advance proper development, which gives meaningful redress to our people. Mr. Speaker, in line with our promise to put the forgotten people of Johannesburg at the heart of our agenda, I am happy to announce that as part of 2017-2018 financial year, 162.7 million rand is to be allocated to providing electricity and water connections to poor residents in informal settlements throughout the city. This again is a major increase from last year's budget allocation of 120 million rand and is in line with our strategic pillar to advance proper development, which gives meaningful redress. 357 million rand is budgeted for this purpose over the next three financial years. This will boost other efforts to bring power to forgotten communities, such as the allocation of 50 million rand to city power for the electrification of Slover Park. In 2015, after years of failed attempts to engage the city, the residents of Slover Park were left with no option but to approach the courts due to the city's failure to provide this community with any development or basic service. The court instructed the city to intervene, and yet nothing was done. Theirs was the story of yet another forgotten community in Joburg. That was not a priority. I am delighted that we are able to bring hope, change, and meaningful redress to this community with this 50 million rand commitment to electrify Slover Park. I would like to reiterate the Executive Mayor's words in thanking the EFF for bringing this matter to Council by way of a motion and ensuring that we start to restore the dignity of this community. To meet the waste collection needs of the households in the city, as well as scaring illegal dumping to ensure a healthy and safe environment, Pick It Up is allocated an operating budget of 2.4 billion rand for 2017-2018, whilst the multi-year capital budget allocation is set at 218.7 million rand. Mr. Speaker, in line with our focus on pro-poor communities, 482 million rand has been set aside within Pick It Up budget for cleaning informal settlements over the next three financial years. 150 million rand is to be spent in 2017-2018 financial year alone. This is a sizable increase from last year's budget of 134 million rand for this purpose. A further 50 million rand is also included within the budget to continue Pick It Up third cleaning shift within the inner city. This is expected to grow to 82 million rand in the medium term. This additional cleaning shift was introduced under this administration, noting the serious crime, filth and neglect in our inner city, and forms part of our vision to revitalize the inner city and make it more inclusive and prosperous place for our residents to live, work, and play. Mr. Speaker, within the Sustainable Services Cluster, the Housing Department, MMC Nduli, is allocated an operating budget of 847 million rand in the 2017-2018 financial year and a multi-year capital budget allocation of 3.5 billion rand over the medium term. As we all know, the city faces a major housing crisis, evident in the 181 sprawling informal settlements across our city, poorly managed housing within the inner city, and mushrooming backyard shacks in township neighborhoods. Sadly, our reality is that the city faces a housing backlog of over 300,000 units, the highest in the country, while experiencing ever decreasing grants from national and provincial government for the provision of housing. In the last financial year, the city was provided with a 111 million rand housing top structures grant. However, provincial government immediately reduced this grant to 345 million rand following the local government elections in the 2016-2017 adjustment budget. In the 2017-2018 financial year, provincial government has opted to further reduce this vital grant to 145 million rand. With this allocation from provincial government, the city can only afford to build just over 1,000 social housing units. This reduction is despite the national government allocation towards the housing top structure grant increasing by 1.4 billion rand to 19.7 billion rand in 2017-2018. That said, Mr. Speaker, we are not deterred. Indeed, we cannot afford to have our resolved weakened. Instead, we must aggressively utilize our existing budget to provide adequate housing, including diversifying the ways we deliver housing to the poor. In recognition of this, we have allocated 66 million rand towards our shift to progressively focus on the site and service housing development approach. This involves the provision of fully serviced plots of land onto which beneficiaries can be settled. These beneficiaries will immediately be provided with the title deeds and able to build their own homes on top of these serviced sites. I didn't hear hands. I am happy to announce that the city has identified suitable land in Univille, Lowly, Innerdale, which will serve as primary pilot sites for this project, a first for the city of Joburg. It allows the city to address the landlessness in our city and achieve more with less. Other key projects undertaken by the department will include the development of bulk infrastructure in Diepsloot, Porky, Dark City, Flakfontein, Kanana Park, and Rizik. Housing development investments will also continue in the Haie, Lufereng, South Hills, and Flora Wharf. While money has also been set aside for developing transitional emergency housing and rental stock in the inner city, we have set ourselves a target of developing 2,000 rental accommodation units in the 2017-2018 financial year and a total of 9,500 over the medium term. Last year, the city had a target of 3,750 mixed housing development units. We are increasing this target to 5,000 in the next financial year and a total of 17,200 over the medium term. We also plan to develop 200 transitional housing units in the inner city in the next financial year and 1,000 over the medium term. Mr. Speaker, in line with our strategic pillar to advance proper development, which gives meaningful redress, I'm delighted to announce that we have allocated 574 million rand of capital expenditure and 150 million rand of operational expenditure for the upgrading of 10 informal settlements throughout the city in the 2017-2018 financial year. A total of 51 informal settlements are to be upgraded over the medium term. 10 informal settlements will be upgraded in the 2017-2018 financial year. Another 20 informal settlements are to be upgraded in 2018-2019, and 21 informal settlements in 2019-2020 financial year. By comparison, the previous administration set itself a target of upgrading a mere 2 informal settlements in the 2016-2017 financial year. It is clear that we are making a break from business as usual approach and ensuring that the forgotten people of Johannesburg are placed at the heart of our agenda. We are committed to advancing proper development, which gives meaningful redress to our people. Included in these 51 informal settlements are areas such as Slovo Park, Princess, Itusein, Meriting, Mutualedi, Loli, Ebumnandini, Alex, Innerdale South, and Zansbridge. The 51 informal settlements are to receive upgrades for water and sanitation, access, roads, street names, and electricity. This represents a capital investment of 1.9 billion rand over the medium term. I have no doubt that through this budget allocation, we will start to restore the dignity of our forgotten people. Although it is going to take time to turn around the years of neglect, we will prove that we are a truly pro-poor government through our actions. Mr. Speaker, the Johannesburg Social Housing Company, JOSCO, is allocated an operating budget of 152 million rand and a multi-year capital budget of 1.9 billion rand. JOSCO projects for the 2017-2018 financial year include social housing projects in Terfontein, Nansfield, Louveren, Dobsonville, the purchasing of inner city buildings. The entity will also undertake repairs and maintenance of city hostels and flats which have endured years of neglect. I'm happy to announce that the following hostel projects are budgeted for over the coming medium term. Meadowlands Hostel Renewal, 20 million rand. Helen Joseph refurbishment and upgrading of women's hostel, 35 million rand. And lastly, Selby Staff Hostel Redevelopment, 32.3 million rand. Mr. Speaker, infrastructure investment and maintenance are crucial to growing our economy. Without proper infrastructure, we cannot provide public services that will enhance our residents' quality of life. Given the city's 10-year, 170 billion rand infrastructure backlog, it is important for us to focus our efforts towards infrastructure investment, maintenance, and repair. Indeed, signs that our city's aging infrastructure is buckling are evident for all to see. Water losses have reached 31% and currently the city experiences 371 leaks per kiloliter of water piping due to poor maintenance. Equally so, the poor maintenance and lack of investment in our aged, overloaded electricity substations results in regular losses of power in parts of the city. In the coming financial year, we will spend 5.2 billion rand upgrading our existing infrastructure. I didn't hear else. A further 3.3 billion rand is provided for development of new infrastructure. In addition to this, 4.3 billion rand is allocated to progressively address much-needed repairs and maintenance on our infrastructure system. This investment in our infrastructure is essential. It speaks to the quality and reliability of services in our city. It is a key driver of economic growth, because when the power supply is stable and the water flows reliably, businesses increase their productivity. They grow into larger businesses, expanding into larger employers of our people. They send a signal to other businesses that Johannesburg is a place to operate your business. I'm already pleased to see that in the fourth quarter of 2016, Johannesburg experienced its first quarter of positive job growth. the ranks of the unemployed reduced by 17,000 people. This is a start, but there's so much more to do. This is why our investment in infrastructure is so important. The private sector must be brought on board as key drivers in the process. They've been waiting for a signal from government, looking for political will to address the crime, fair services, and give them the confidence they seek to work with government. I am pleased to say to the private sector, those days have come. This city now has the political will, the budget, and the plans to create the environment that we have been waiting for. Our city is giving you the signal we are ready. Mr. Speaker, in line with our strategic pillar to grow the economy and create jobs, the operating budget allocation for the economic growth cluster amounts to 5.2 billion rand and 3-year capital budget allocation of 10.9 billion rand. MMC Sharon Pitts, the Department of Economic Development is the custodian of the city's economic development strategy and receives an operating budget of 228 million rand in the 2017-2018 financial year and 35 million rand for the 3-year capital budget in order to turn Johannesburg into the engine room of Africa's future economic growth. This marks a major increase in the 3-year capital budget of the department, which was 23.5 million rand last year. This is in line with our vision of ensuring a 5% economic growth rate by 2021. We need to create an enabling environment for businesses, especially small businesses, to flourish, thereby become employers of our people, especially the forgotten people who have been locked out of the economy for decades. We plan to expand the city's SME hubs from 7 hubs to 14 hubs, bringing the total expenditure on SME hubs to 16 million rand in the 2017-2018 financial year. Our goal is to have 2 hubs in each of Johannesburg's 7 regions, where young prospective entrepreneurs can receive support. We expect to increase the number of SMEs supported through SME hubs per month to 1,250 by June 2018, ultimately assisting 2,000 SMEs per month by 2021, which will represent a 4-fold increase in the SME program we inherited. While previous administration set itself a target of 4.5 billion rand in investment and business facilitation for SMEs in the 2016-2017 financial year, we are going to increase this to 8.5 billion rand in 2017-2018 and ultimately increase it to 25 billion rand by the 2019-2020 financial year. The executive mayor has made it clear there are no silver bullets to job creation. We will not be announcing fanciful projects in the budget to create jobs, because economic growth in our city depends on a much broader approach to growing our economy. Through the provision of services, we need to create the environment for the economic growth. It is without doubt that this administration is putting its money where its mouth is to grow the economy and create jobs for our people. Mr. Speaker, 12 million rand has been allocated for the commissioning and operations of Alex Marlboro Automotive Hub and the Alexander Shed Industrial Production Facility to promote our township economy. In addition, equipping our youth with skills and expertise which can allow them to participate in the economy is an important intervention in ensuring we can grow our economy and create jobs. In line with this priority, 10 million rand has been allocated to artisan development training programs in the coming financial year. The Metropolitan Trading Company, which runs the broadband business of the city, is allocated an operating budget of 385 million rand and has been allocated with 88 million rand over the medium term for continued investment in the capital infrastructure. Our investment is to preserve the value of the broadband fiber as we continue to drive increased access to broadband services, especially to poor residents, in the form of expanded access to free Wi-Fi. The Joburg market receives an operating budget of 373 million rand for the 2017-2018 financial year and a multi-year capital budget of 106 million rand. Key projects within this entity include upgrades and renovations to its facility at City Deep. The Johannesburg Property Company, JPC, receives an operating budget of 899 million rand for the 2017-2018 financial year and a three-year capital budget of 557 million rand. JPC is responsible for managing and maintaining public facilities and other public infrastructure. Key projects include the revamping of informal trader stalls in the inner city, which is estimated to cost 15 million rand. MMC Nondlala Makuba. The Department of Transport receives an operating budget of 1.5 billion rand for the 2017-2018 financial year with a three-year capital budget allocation of 3.5 billion rand. The budget will fund the following: transit-oriented developments in identified priority areas, the purchase of new buses for Rea Vaya and Metrobus, the continued rollout of the Rea Vaya infrastructure, and the development of various public transport facilities. Metrobus is allocated an operating budget of 706 million rand and a three-year capital budget of 308 million rand. Metrobus operates just under 4,000 buses carrying over 50,000 passengers daily, majority of whom are poorer residents of our city who requires access to quality public transport. Therefore, we are recapitalizing Metrobus with new 200 buses. The Johannesburg Roads Agency, JRA, has been allocated an operating budget of 1.1 billion rand in the 2017-2018 financial year and a three-year capital budget of 4 billion rand. In the 2016-2017 budget, JRA was allocated 884 million rand operating budget and 3.5 billion rand capital budget. Noting our serious challenges and backlogs relating to road infrastructure maintenance and upgrades, this marks significant increase in the budget of the JRA. In order for the city to become a true economic house capable of bringing many of our residents out of poverty, our road networks need to be of high quality. For years, the city's road infrastructure has been a stumbling block to growth in economic opportunities and a source of frustration for residents getting from one part of the city to another. In this respect, our administration has developed a comprehensive approach to the maintenance, development, and expansion of the city's road network. Mr. Speaker, we have allocated 105 million rand for the installation and repair of broken down traffic signals throughout the city. This includes the implementation of our no joint policy. Already, I am pleased to say that over 70 traffic lights in the city at key intersections have been recabled, producing greater reliability. This allocation allows us to build on this success. We have also set ourselves an ambitious target of ensuring that 90% of traffic-related technical faults are repaired within 24 hours in the next financial year. In addition, 79 million rand is also made available within this budget to continue the city's war against potholes on our roads. We have again set ourselves an ambitious target in the next financial year of repairing 80% of all reported potholes within 7 working days. With these allocations and targets, we are showing that we are committed to enhancing our residents' quality of life by improving services. As we progressively address poor road infrastructure in our urban centers, we cannot afford to neglect the forgotten people in our city who have gone without proper roads for years, if not decades. Fellow councillors, in line with our strategic pillar to advance proper development, which gives meaningful redress, a total of 1.2 billion rand has been budgeted to upgrade gravel roads over the next 3 years in the following areas: Orange Farm, Ivory Park, Deepsloot, Dorenkop, Brandfisher, Tepisong, Loli, Protea South, Drinzik, Porky, Sloboville, Kalfontein, and Maibuye. In these communities, the lack of access roads inhibits the work of our emergency services, such as firefighters and ambulances, because of an inability to access those in need. In addition, 40 million rand is allocated for enhancing road access into Sandspring over the medium term, with an initial 4 million rand being budgeted for project scoping and feasibility study in the 2017-2018 financial year. Although it will take time to turn around the years of neglect that has resulted in the decay of our road networks, through our progressive interventions, our residents will begin seeing a significant improvement in the standards of our roads. MMC Funzi Ngubeni, the Department of Development Planning operating budget amounts to 327 million rand for the 2017-2018 financial year and a 3-year capital budget of 1.5 billion rand. I am pleased to announce that we have allocated over 23 million rand for the city's procurement of additional building inspectors, town planners, and other professionals who will make it easier to do business in the city by fast-tracking building plan approvals, rezoning applications, installations of new meters, and clearance certificates. For too long, our city has closed the door of our developers and investors, and it is time to run a more responsive, productive, professional government that turns red tape into a red carpet. Mr. Speaker, the Johannesburg Development Agency receives an operating budget of 1.108 million rand for the 2017-2018 financial year and a 3-year financial and a 3-year capital budget of 970 million rand. Mr. Speaker, through the Human and Social Development Cluster, we commit to build caring, safe, secure communities, the fourth strategic pillar of the new administration. The operating budget of the Human and Social Development Cluster amounts to 6.5 billion rand for the 2017-2018 financial year. The 3-year medium-term capital budget of the Human Cluster amounts to approximately 1.7 billion rand. MMC Councillor Michael Soon, the Department of Public Safety has been allocated an operating budget of 3.3 billion rand in the 2017-2018 financial year, while its multi-year capital budget allocation is 537 million rand for both emergency management services and the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department. Mr. Speaker, to keep our residents safe from criminals and to improve the observance of rule of law, we have allocated 131 million rand towards increased JMPD visibility in identified crime hotspots in the city, ultimately spending 846.5 million rand over the medium term. This budget will also be utilized for further capacitation of JMPD, with another 1,500 people currently being recruited who will thereafter undergo training. This level of expenditure on visible policing is unprecedented in our city and shows our commitment to ensure that we build a caring, safe and secure communities. The recent brutal rape and murder of a number of women in our city is devastating, and on behalf of the city, I would like to send our sincere condolences to the families and friends of the victims. It is hoped that our unprecedented levels of investment into public safety, visible policing, will help us to turn the tide on high rates of crime in our city. Our residents, and especially our women and children, have the right to live in a safe environment, an environment in which they are protected, an environment in which they are respected. Mr. Speaker, other projects prioritized by the Department of Public Safety in 2017-2018 include the following: expanding the capacity of JMPD K9 Narcotics and Technical Unit with additional dogs and officers. This unit will also be capacitated with high-caliber firearms and high-performance vehicles, launching mobile station commands across each region of Johannesburg. These mobile stations commands will operate in communities and allow for better visible policing and improvements to response times and accessibility. Promoting adherence to city bylaws and traffic regulation, together with reducing drug trafficking in communities through increased visible policing and capacitating municipal courts to deal more effectively and efficient with cases related to municipal bylaw infringements of other legislation administered by the city, and traffic offences. MMC Dr. Mpopalatsi, the Health Department receives a total operating budget of 941 million rand for 2017-2018 and a three-year capital budget of 308 million rand. As part of our commitment to pro-poor development, which provides meaningful redress, the city is working to change the face of the primary healthcare system by making it more accessible. This has also resulted in an impressive increase in the operating budget of this department, which sat at 775 million rand in the 2016-2017 financial year. Following the successful implementation of the extended operating hours pilot project at the Princess Clinic in October 2016, the city has embarked on a process to introduce comprehensive health and social services at all clinics in the near future. Through this project, the city will aim to ensure that the poor and most vulnerable in our city are able to access quality basic health care and ensure that all our residents have equal opportunity to lead healthier lives. Effective from the 1st of April 2017, the city has rolled out extended operating hours at 5 additional clinics. In addition to this, more staff have also been employed to ensure that the clinics are well capacitated during all their operating hours. This is an investment in the health of our people amounting to 118.6 million rand over the medium term, with a target to extending operating hours at an additional 5 clinics in the 2017-2018 financial year. The drug addiction pandemic in our city continues to destroy far too many lives, especially of our youth. As the executive mayor has already mentioned in his State of the City address, addressing this pandemic will be a focus of this administration. It is essential that we work tirelessly to build caring, safe and secure communities in line with our fourth strategic pillar. Mr. Speaker, I'm happy to announce that we have allocated 30 million rand to capacitate 5 drug rehabilitation centers as a response to the drug epidemic using existing city facilities. The 30 million rand budget will be broken down as follows. Capacitation of trained medical professionals, 26 million rand. Detox facilities equipment, 1.2 million rand. Participants drug testing kits, 210,000 rand. 24-hour crisis line, 80,000 rand. And personnel of the 24-hour crisis line, 2 million rand. Fellow councillors, I'm delighted to announce that the following 5 clinics are proposed as sites for the community drug treatment centers by the city. Region B, Westbury Clinic. Region D, Tadi Clinic. Region E, River Park Clinic. Region F, 8 Albert Street in the inner city. Region G, El Dorado Park. In line with the legislative framework, these 5 clinics are first subject to accreditation by the Provincial Social Development Department before we are able to proceed. Cheers. The Department of Social Development is allocated an operating budget of 208 million rand for 2017-2018 and capital budget allocation of 87 million rand over the medium term. This will include an allocation of 9.5 million rand for shelters for the displaced people and the Skills Development Center. In addition, we have made an allocation of 10 million rand for the construction of an early childhood development center. This will be a center where practitioners are trained to provide the very best care to our city's young. MMC Nonlanders Fumba. The Department of Community Development receives an operating budget of 1 billion rand for the 2017-2018 financial year. An amount of 538 million rand is allocated for multi-year capital projects. An important development in the new financial year will be the rolling out of extended operating hours at 10 regional libraries across the city. These libraries will operate from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday and from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. This will ensure that our children in areas such as Deep Sloot, Ivory Park, Florida, Orange Farm, Innerdale are able to study in a safe environment with the support of electricity. Johannesburg City Parks and Zoo is allocated an operating budget of 892 million rand for 2017-2018 and a 3-year capital budget of 199 million rand. Mr. Speaker, in another first for Johannesburg, we have centralized veg and grass cutting throughout the city under this entity and allocated 73 million rand for this purpose. We believe that this centralization and budget allocation will greatly enhance our ability to keep our villages and parks neat and tidy. Over and above this, 34 million rand has been set aside for the renewal of Olifas Flay Cemetery in Ashurena over the next 3 years. The city has also completed its investigation into the extension of existing old cemeteries within the city. Additional land for this purpose has been identified in Saferfontein and River Lee, amounting to 350 hectares. Finally, within the social development cluster, Johannesburg City Theatre is allocated an operating budget of 160 million rand for the 2017-2018 financial year and a multi-year capital budget of 66 million rand. Mr. Speaker, the good governance cluster is tasked with realizing our fifth strategic pillar to institute an honest, responsive and productive government. This cluster is allocated an operating budget of 8.9 billion rand for the 2017-2018 financial year and a 3-year capital budget of 2.6 billion rand. The Office of the City Manager, which incorporates a number of group functions, is allocated an operating budget of 956 million rand and a medium-term capital budget of 236 million rand. Programs funded include the following: preventing, combating and investigating all forms of crime committed against the city, including fraud, corruption, theft and maladministration. Investigating of hijacked buildings and facilitating the arrest and prosecution of offenders. Provision of legal assistance and conduct quality assurance of all cases through optimal utilization of all legal instruments. Enforcement of bylaws strengthened through the municipal courts. Establishment of the Chartered Accountants Training Program through SAICA. Driving up capital expenditure investment in infrastructure through the Strategic Portfolio Management Office. Community-based planning and budgeting. Quality of life survey fieldwork research. Smart citizen program and strategic research. Councillor Victor Penning, Group Finance is allocated an operating budget of 4.3 billion rand for 2017-2018 and a multi-year capital budget of a whopping 15 million rand. Group Finance is the custodian of all finances in the city. Priorities funded in the 2017-2018 financial year include the revenue optimization projects, additional property valuers, additional professional capacity in the revenue department and the attorney collection panel. MMC Dr. Ntombi Khumalo, Group Corporate and Shared Services is allocated an operating budget amounting to 1.4 billion rand for 2017-2018 and a three-year capital budget allocation of 2.1 billion rand. Importantly, over the coming medium term, the city has also allocated 357 million rand for the re-implementation of SEP. As I mentioned earlier, the initial implementation of this platform was poorly managed within the city. The platform is crucial to our ability to finally manage Johannesburg billing crisis, monitor our human capital performance, ensure the effective running of our call centers, monitor the city capital expenditure, and host of other activities. It is quite literally the engine which runs the city's business process. It is thus critical that we get the platform fully functional. Finally, this department is also championing various other initiatives, including skills audit, institutional review, reintegration of municipal-owned entities, and insourcing activities. The executive mayor, during his state of the city address, announced that from the 1st of January 2018, We will be insourcing our security services with efforts to also insource cleaning services and catering services underway. I can already report that the city has obtained the consulting services of Vets University, who have also undergone a similar process to ensure that the smooth integration of security services into the city. The city has allocated 1.2 billion rand to insource security services over the medium term. It is important to note that this is a cost-neutral allocation and reflects the existing cost of safely securing all the city's facilities, personnel and assets. However, for the first time in our city, this represents an end to labor brokering. I would like to thank the EFF for bringing this matter into our budgeting discussions. Mr. Speaker, the legislature is allocated an operating budget of 403 million rand with a multi-year capital budget of 49 million rand. Finally, the Ombudsman Office receives an operating budget of 46 million rand for 2017-2018 and a capital budget of 6 million rand. Esteemed councillors, let me conclude by acknowledging the following. The executive mayor, who guided us during the whole budgetary process despite his punishing work schedule. Colleagues at the Gauteng Provincial Government, Auditor General Gauteng Provincial Office and National Treasury for providing support. Colleagues in the Democratic Alliance and Coalition Partners for their unwavering support. The EFF for their continued robust engagement. Collectively, we have achieved a budget that addressed the needs of our residents better than any individual party could have produced. The City Manager, Dr. Ndivo Lukareni, and members of the Budget Steering Committee for providing the necessary technical support. The Group Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Jokweni Reginald Botlo, and the Acting Group Accounting Head, Mrs. Charity Urayai. And my wife is here. Had it not been her accompanying me in this long journey and road to this podium, I wouldn't be here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got no doubt that under the leadership of the Executive Mayor, Councillor Herman Mashaba, Johannesburg will make huge strides towards reaching its true potential. Mr. Speaker, this is the first budget in Johannesburg history which has been tabled by a coalition government. When our residents voted in this administration, they wanted a government made of different political parties with a variety of solutions to addressing Johannesburg's long-standing challenges. This is a budget crafted through consultation with our coalition and strategic partners, and indeed, our residents. Mr. Speaker, this budget is a victory for our city's forgotten people who till now were forced to fend for themselves on the fringes of our society. This administration is putting the forgotten people of our city at the heart of our agenda and ensuring that we advance pro-poor development that provides a meaningful redress. Working together with residents and all of you here today, we will deliver the change the people of Johannesburg have demanded and rightfully deserve. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader of Executive Ministers. Councillor Bakhara. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a little bit early. Lunch will be served at 12:30. Can I please ask councillors for Thursday? Please, I'm pleading with you. Can we please ensure that we are seated by 9:15 to give the family, when they come into the chamber, to find us here seated already? Today I've noticed that we actually started 10 minutes late, nearly 15 minutes late. Councillors, if the meeting is asked for 10 o'clock, can we be earlier? And also ensure that we sign the register in time outside and not come at 10 o'clock to come and sign the register.